Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Social media is an incredible tool for your crochet business. Or it can be. There's also ways it can damage you, there are ways it can drive you insane, and there are ways that they can take your business to stratospheric levels. Social media, just like anything, is a blessing and a curse. And when it comes to choosing which social media platforms you should be on, often we think we should be everywhere. We should be on every single one because that way more people are going to see you. And that's not quite true. There's a but on the end of that sentence because social media platforms are not as simple as they used to be. When these platforms started out, they just had the feed. You know, Facebook just had its pages and its feed that you can scroll through. Instagram just had the grid. I don't know what's going on with X. I'll be perfectly honest, I've never really used it, but those tweets never got my head around. But the same thing is true for every platform. Since they started, they are so much more complicated. Over time, the rules have changed. The ways they offer you to get in contact with your audience has changed. They've added so many options. And it's not as simple as it used to be. So what worked just a couple of years ago will not work for you now. And why is this relevant to how many social platforms do you need? Because they're more complex. Because there's now more people on them. Because there's now more businesses than ever using these platforms. Don't forget, when social media was created, it was not created for businesses. It was created for everyday people just to keep in contact with each other, to be social online. It's just that businesses realized they could use these platforms themselves to make a profit and got in on the action. Social media platforms realize this, and now they want to try and exploit that because you can use these platforms completely free. You do not have to pay for them. You can make an awful lot of money on social media, but you do not have to pay a dime. Now that comes with a problem these days. Social media has changed so much. And one of the biggest shifts came during the pandemic, simply because so many more people got online. So many more people started their own businesses to see them through because they lost their jobs. There are so many more people, so many more businesses on social media than there used to be, which means things are not as easy as they were. And when you add the extra features that got brought in, I mean, Facebook used to be the feed and your page. Then they brought in groups. Then you could do stories. Then they prioritized video. Then they got shareholders and ads became a big thing. And now so many people are using ads that the ads aren't being as effective as they were. There's all these new features. Same for Instagram. It used to be just the grid. But now you can have reels. Now they have shareholders and you can put ads on there. And then there's all these other bits besides about having links in your posts and how that pushes things down, about the algorithms looking at your activity before you post and rewarding you for being more social. There's all these other bits and pieces coming in. And the reason this matters is because now if you are not regularly and consistently using each platform, you are going to find that your content goes nowhere. no one sees it, no one interacts with it, you will not get sales. So when you're looking at how many social platforms you need for your business, the answer is one. Unless you have a team of people managing your social media for you, if you are doing this all by yourself, then you need one platform only. And you should only be using one platform when it's just yourself, because that's all you can manage with all these other features that have been brought in. So if your chosen platform is Facebook, you need to be posting consistently. That doesn't necessarily mean every day, but it does mean consistently. If you're posting twice a week, post twice a week. The more you post, the more attention you get. So it's worth posting every day if you can. But to go with that, you need to interact. You need to interact with the comments people leave. You need to interact with other pages and other groups. You need to be using video. You need to be using stories. You need to be using your page and your group. You need to be creating engaging content. You need to make sure you don't have links in every post, otherwise they'll get pushed down. You have to do all these things to satisfy the algorithm. These platforms were created to be social. Facebook does not want people clicking links in posts to go off their site. They want people to stay on Facebook for as long as possible. That's why putting links in your social media posts is going to cause issues. A link in your post means that your post gets pushed down the feed. It's not going to get seen by as many people because you are offering an easy way for people to click off the platform. And have you tried clicking a link recently? Sometimes what comes up is a warning that you're about to leave Facebook, and are you sure you want to do that? And they do that simply because Facebook wants you to stay on Facebook. It's getting harder to get people to click links, to see them in the first place, and then they have a decision to make whether they really want to leave Facebook or stay, and that decision may stop them actually clicking through to your link. Facebook is making it a little bit more difficult to run your business off Facebook. And that's purely because it's not in their interest to help you. It's in their interest for people to stay on Facebook. And this is something you have to factor in. Now, does this mean that you cannot make a living from your business on Facebook? Of course it doesn't. You can make a very good living from your crochet using Facebook. And this is the same for all social media platforms. It's just that you have got to use all the features. You've got to work with the platform. You've got to work with the algorithm and do what it wants you to do. So if you're not posting consistently, if you're not interacting with comments, if you're not creating engaging content, if you're putting links in every post, if you're not going to other people's groups and pages and commenting, you're going to have trouble. Because the algorithm will deprioritize you. And all that takes a lot of time. Okay, it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. It is going to take a lot of your time. These platforms are free to use. But the cost comes with how much time you need to spend on them to make those sales come in from that platform. That's the price you pay. It may not cost you in money, but it's going to cost you in time. And that means that you're not going to have time to be on more than one social media platform. That's just the way of it these days. Any business that you see on multiple platforms probably has a team of people running their social media for them. They are not doing it by themselves. It is very difficult to be successful on multiple platforms when you are just running this business by yourself. Because you'll end up spending so much time on social media, you'll have no time to crochet. Yes, you can repurpose content from one platform to another. There are tools to help you do that. but it's very difficult to be consistent, and it's very difficult to do it so that it's tailored for each platform. To have pictures the right size for each one, to have the videos in the right orientation for each platform, it gets difficult. And the algorithms pick it up as well. And again, will deprioritize your content if they see it's multi-purposed, because you did not make them feel special. You need to make these algorithms show that you are working to the specifications of that particular platform. Otherwise, it throws a bit of a tantrum because you're not making it feel extra special. All these things count and they all add up. Social media can be an amazing tool, but you've got to spend the time on it. And doing this business by yourself, you're going to struggle to properly manage and run, effectively run, more than one social media platform. Just because you now, to have success, you need to use all the features. It takes time, it takes planning. You know, creating content, effectively having a proper social media strategy, you can't just make up day by day. You need to have a plan. You need to know what kind of posts you're going to be posting. You need to have a good mix of engaging content, of informative content, of, you know, bits about you and your crochet and your brand and your story. It's all going to be mixed up in there. You can't just have sales posts. You need mixes of posts that are videos, have pictures, text posts. Facebook does like it when you use their native backgrounds with a bit of text on. Replying to all those comments. Now, asking questions, inviting people to comment, to share, to interact, to leave a like or a love. It's all got to be done to make your social media work effectively for you. It takes time. It can take a lot of time. There's just no time left to do the same thing for another platform. Not if you want to crochet as well. And, you know, nobody wants to be working 60-hour weeks. That's not a good work-life balance. So if you want a profitable crochet business that still gives you a good work-life balance, brings in the profits you need to pay all your bills, have a life outside of your business, then you only want to be on one social media platform. And then you run into the decision of which platform. Then you run into the problem of, but that person over there is having really good success on Instagram and I'm on Facebook. So that means if I go onto Instagram, I can have the success they are. And you start getting the shiny object syndrome. All of this is really easy to do. You doubt yourself in your decision. You wonder if you'll have better success if you just go onto other platforms as well. You kind of have to just believe in your choices. The simple fact is, you can have success with your crochet business no matter which platform you choose. Yes, some people have chosen a different platform and have great success over there, but that's them, not you. You are not them. You need to be on the platform that you find easiest to use, that you are going to be able to use consistently and understand the best, because it takes time to put everything in place, to understand how to use the platform effectively. So if you're chopping and changing and switching platforms, you're never going to find success, because it takes time to bed in, to build your audience, to, you know, get your head around how it all works and to get it into a routine and to create that strategy. So if you are not giving things enough time to work, they won't work. But no matter which social media platform you use, as long as you use it properly, you will have success with your crochet business. You've just got to believe in yourself and really put the time and effort into it. Avoid the shiny object syndrome. Stick with your choice. For me, Facebook is the platform. I've never gotten on with Instagram. I don't know. I just don't like using it. Facebook I find easier. Don't get me started on X, Twitter. Don't go there. Pinterest is often labelled as social media. It's not. You do not have to be social on Pinterest, so I don't consider it a social media platform. YouTube now has a social element to it. You can sort of use it as a social media platform. Whichever one you choose, and there are others out there as well, but these are kind of the most well-known ones. But whichever platform you choose, stick with it, learn how to use it properly, use it consistently, use all the features, be social, go interact, and you will have the success you need on just that one platform. One platform is all you have time for when you are running this business by yourself. Stick with the one, and your crochet will soar to success. Over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be talking about optimizing your social media platforms so that you've got everything in place and all the T's crossed, all the I's dotted to make your social media and success so that you can use it to skyrocket your profits and get your crochet out there. You can come and listen into that episode by going to crochetbusinessschool.com/success or click the link underneath the podcast. And of course, you'll get access to all the back episodes as well and all the challenges that we have to leap your crochet business forward. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.